Hi there, Kevin. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good, good. So, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah, I'm not real computer savvy, so
Okay. Well, you don't have to be, but your customers will be. I mean, most people don't know who to call for the services that they need, and a lot of your potential customers are just going to Google it. They're going to go on their smartphone or hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, and then find the guy that they're looking for. So your potential customers will find you without having to know the name of your business, just typing in landscaping or fencing or any of the services that you provide. We'll make sure that your business pops up. There's going to be a website for you, all the directories that Google looks for when someone does a keyword search. No long-term contract. The calls, though, come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat monthly rate. Now, it would be the exact amount of $199.00. Now, again, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees because you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. People who need your services will see you as one of the top options and call you directly. So even though your company is fairly new this year, you can, in fact, compete and get the job over businesses that have been around a long time or bigger businesses. As long as you're on the first page, that's where most people do their searches and kind of stop their search. They'll find someone off of what they see on that first page of that search result. So is that something you would want? Direct phone calls to your business, a flat rate of $199 a month?
Is there a contract that has to be associated with it?
No, like I said, it's at will. You can actually stop at any time. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. As long as you're a satisfied client, though, and using the service, it would only be that exact amount. So it's kind of a promotional rate for a younger company. It's actually a significant discount off the normal cost of the service, but it's not an introductory rate that will later go up. It's just kind of an assistance program to make it a little bit more affordable for young companies. What I'd be willing to do here would be to include the website. I mean, our job is not just to have people see you on the first page, it's to give them the reasons to call you. So a website that talks about your services and puts before and after photos on there, it will ensure a steady stream of calls from both residential and commercial clients. And of course, once they decide to call you after seeing your website, they're informed and they're interested and they're calling you for that reason. So we'll build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you, included at no additional cost. Now, of course, you'll get the tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. But a lot of our clients just pick up the phone and say, you've never called me before. Where'd you find me? They say, I found you. I saw your website. I saw you on Google. You'll know that's the work that we're doing here for you. And you're doing both residential and commercial work, right? Do you have a preference of one over the other? Do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
Yeah, it doesn't really either one.
Either
It's all
one,
the same work. It's just as long as they pay the bills at the end.
Absolutely, of course. And it is going to be that phone call coming directly to you. So we can, with the content that we create, all the information that we talk about, talk about your services and make sure that you're getting both residential and commercial clients. Is it just you doing the work, or do you have a crew, a couple of guys? How much more work are you looking to take on?
I've got crews.
Oh, you do? Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I would do here, because I see that, you're using, are you, I don't know, are you using it still, but Lulu attached an Angi Leads or Home Advisor here. That's a very different service, of course. With that, you pay for leads whether you get the job or not. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
So I just signed up with them with
Okay.
where it's like 100, 150 for the year, and then you
Yeah.
can turn it on and off, and they'll send people to call to you or
Right,
send calls
right.
your way.
Yeah. And then, of course, with that, the real expense is paying for the leads. What I can do here, because you have just signed up with that service, although it's not directly for that specific service, but because you're paying for advertising elsewhere, I'd want to go ahead and just waive that one-time $99 setup fee that would normally attach to just the first month to help us offset the cost of creating the content. So it would just be the $199 out the door. That would be the fixed rate. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So I could, it's $199 a month, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it would only ever be that exact amount. So no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
And I can stop at any time, say 2 months down the road, I can say, yeah, this ain't working. I want to cut it.
Absolutely. 2 months down the road, you can stop. You can say, it's not working for me. Or on the other hand, you can say, I just got a couple of big jobs. Can you pause it? We can do that too. And we don't charge you during that time or after that fact. But yeah, it is at will. So you can stop at any time. No questions asked. No fees involved.
Okay. I like that. I could do something like that.
Yeah, of course. And we're talking about Google, right? Google it. It's what people say, and it's what people do, and it's where most people go when they don't know who to call. They're just going to jump on their smartphone and find someone who can perform that search, that service. Now, it's Tustin Construction LLC, right? I mean, at least technically. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name? Did you want it to appear that way online? It's a personal preference.
Yeah.
So we'll want to include that LLC on all the content that we create, Google, Bing, Yelp, Superpages, Manta. We will create almost 70 different directories because that's what Google uses to determine the businesses they'll display on that first page. Consistent branding across the board. And is the phone number then that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
A smartphone? The 970-690-3608. Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And when someone fills out your website, I mean, most people are just going to simply call you directly. Everything has the instant connect, as Google calls it, click to call feature. There'll be a lead form on the website or a contact form, so people can, in fact, fill that form out, let you know where they are, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they do that, you'll get a text message and an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Again, most people will call you directly. But we'll certainly also use this to contact you, send you longer pieces of information that we want for your records. If it's a business email, no one needs to see it. If it's a personal email, we can, in fact, put that on your website. What is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
TustinConstruction@gmail.com.
Okay, gmail.com. And then when we contact you, do you prefer phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone.
Phone preferred? Yeah, let me put that.
Yeah.
I've got that question default set as phone preferred for service-based businesses. Oh, and that's the other thing, too. You are, of course, service-based, right? So you always go out to the customer, of course, to do that work, but no one ever does come to you during that process. There's no address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No, if anything, just put like Northern Colorado or
something along
those lines.
Oh, that'd be perfect. And then we can also talk about specific cities that you're willing to serve as well. But I did see a physical address on the Angie's, the 209 Eagle Ave in Mead. Now that's, is that a home address?
Yeah.
It is, okay. And that's exactly why I'm asking you, because, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. Even if that were a shop or a small outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. Now, your first name is Kevin. What is your last name, sir?
Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N.
You said Tutton or Sutton? Oh, Sutton, right?
Sutton, yeah, S-U-T-T-O-N.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the business name is Tustin, T-U-S-T-O-N Construction, LLC. No current website, but we'll fix that for you. And you do have photos, though, right? I'm sure, like before and after photos. I know you're fairly new, but do you have some photos of the work that you've done so far?
I got to get some from, actually, I don't really take them. One of my foremen has taken some. I haven't really taken any, so I need to get a hold of him and get some photos.
Yeah, and send us the photos that you have already. I mean, just email them to us. We'll give you the email address. But I wanted to mention that not only is the initial construction of the website going to be included at no additional cost, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website will be included as well. So you can always take more photos of the new jobs that we send your way, and then, of course, we can add those to the website. Okay? Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, what's actually required of us as a Google Premier partner is to read what's called a voice verification, Kevin. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are waiving the entire setup fee, that we're reducing the subscription cost, that we are including the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Sutton, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
To get that set up. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Kevin, of course, bless you. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Tustin Construction, LLC.
Okay, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Sutton, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Sutton, President.
Okay. And then, Kevin, as the President of Tustin Construction, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Sutton, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is in fact important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services see you as a top option and call you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kevin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there, although I'm pretty sure once we get your phone ringing, you'll be happy maybe to spend less time chasing down those leads. But you don't have to stop using that service. Like I said, there's no direct conflict. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we will make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So Although we are not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to, we are just saying that if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Sutton, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the including of the website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will in fact be charged today, the 22nd of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And once again, Kevin, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees either. Of course, the calls come to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Kevin, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Sutton, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. And once again, this rate will never go up on you. Like I said, this is completely at will, which means if after that second payment, you can stop at any time if you prefer. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can absolutely discontinue or stop or pause the service, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can, if necessary, pause it seasonally as well by simply contacting our client support team. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Kevin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sutton, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Kevin, that first payment, sir, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It's Master.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Your name. And is it Kevin Sutton, or is there a middle initial as well?
There's a middle. Is it L, Kevin L. Sutton.
L, okay. And yeah. It was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5178-0576-3379.
Okay.
4388.
And the expiration month and year?
January 26.
So 01 of 26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
474.
474. So I've got 474, 474, and January or 01 of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Kevin, was the card itself 5178-0576-3379-4388?
Yes.
And is that bill at the 209 Eagle Ave, 80542?
Yes.
Okay. And in the next minute or so, then, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number on it, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And you can, in fact, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. And you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is, in fact, a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but depending on when you receive either one or both of those, just let me know. The only other order of business on my end here is to schedule your follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And again, to go over those kind of questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others, looks like we are booked out for the next couple of hours, but then it opens up for the middle part of the day. It looks like the first available would be 11 o'clock today, and booked out towards the end of the day. The last available would be 3 o'clock. So there's a couple of spots between 11 and 3. Did you want something earlier on in the day, or maybe that 3 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's due between 11 and 3. I've got appointments this evening.
Okay.
Early, so there's morning here.
There's an 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Let's do the 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay, so we'll schedule it for 2. The call itself will get you just a few minutes after 2, get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that does only take about half that time. You'll receive a reminder email at 1, an hour prior to that scheduled call, and in a minute or so here, I'll send you a calendar invite to your email address, just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Going to say local splash CIENG, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
I did get the email here.
Okay. So if you click on the open up the email, it's got the invoice below it in the body of the email. Of course, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the blue click here, that's hyperlinked to where the text message opens up automatically, which is the terms of experience. Again, we're talking about Google Business Profile Optimization. We'll mirror the same content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Almost 70 different destinations and directories, Yelp, Superpages, etc. The landing page, that is your website. Of course, we're including that for you as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, it says SMS communication, and it does populate 970-690-3608. We just want you to confirm that that is a mobile number that you have access to. We do, though, want to be able to send you text messages, although I've got phone as the preferred method. But do please leave that box unchecked. So don't check on the box that says opt out of SMS or text messages. That would prevent us from being able to send those. But down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it says signature, and above it, there is a box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in that longer signature box below that line with the arrow pointing towards it, you can tap or click there and either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in exactly as it appears. So with the L, of course, case sensitive, so the K, L, and S capitalized and the proper spacing. If you copy and paste it, though, be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got Kevin L. Sutton in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. Of course, that does a few things. It does confirm with us that you've received this information, that you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that we've waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not, and of course to send the Google PIN card your way to verify that you are an active business. Now, Kevin, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that page.
Yeah, I clicked on it and it came up. It said, welcome to Local Splash. You receive your credentials in 7 days.
Oh, that's the welcome email. Yeah. So, yeah, I wish the system didn't send those emails at the exact same moment. But you should have also received an additional email, the Local Splash initial invoice.
Yep, and then I clicked on here. I went through, clicked that one box you told me to, certify I am, and then I put my name in, and then hit confirm signature.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, it's an important step. So the reason it's asking you for the username and the password is it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking. In this case, it's slash terms and the information specific to your account. But the automated system simply thinks you're trying to log into your tracking system right now, so it's asking you to do that. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the tracking system hasn't even been created yet. But your username is simply the phone number, but just the numbers, the area code included though, but 970-690-3608, just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. In fact, in the calendar invite that I just sent out to you, it does have that information. It's got your name, first it's got your username, I should say, then it's got your name, and then it's got your actual phone number, which, again, basically the same thing. Now, in that support email that I gave to you, it's a contact client support. If you do, you can, in fact, use that as the catch-all for everything related to your account. Just send anything and everything there, photos and everything else. But please include either your phone number or your username, which, again, are basically the same thing. But when they do that client interview later on today at 2, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email us those photos. So you would want to talk to your foreman and start gathering those photos up so we can put those on the website. But like I said, if you or your foreman take new photos as well of the jobs we send you, we can always add more photos later on down the line. Now, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call right at or shortly after 2 o'clock, but I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, especially, like I said, as a young business. If you are one of those top options when people are looking for your services, you are going to get those phone calls. So we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you. It's going to be someone else from our technician team giving you that phone call a little later on today.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much, Kevin. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.